Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. God, we're fired up for the National Football League draft, which is obviously coming up next week here in Detroit. Do you think for people downtown, if you live and work downtown right now, are you loving the draft? Is there a buzz? Is there excitement? Or is it making it impossible to get to work?
I've heard from a couple people who live downtown, or from people who know people who live downtown,
yeah,
that they are not happy about this.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it's been a nightmare for the last few weeks. But I think the deconstruction will go quickly, and hopefully they get their lives back to normal.
Do you think it's a sacrifice those people would be willing to make?
I hope so. I think, you know, in the end, because what does it do? I mean, the NFL came in town, and there was a budget to help fix up a lot of what's going on downtown and clean up downtown. And you know, Mayor Mike Duggan took that also and ran with the surrounding areas in Detroit. So I think it's all positive at this point. A lot of positive stuff coming out of it.
I mean, when you live downtown, you know, I know stuff like this is going to disrupt your life for a week or so, your everyday life, but that's part of living downtown is one thing. Yep. Things are going to happen. Events are going to happen, right? And number two, you just said it, Gator. I don't think people realize how awesome these events are for the community and how much leagues put into the community, whether it's for educational purposes, for community service, charities, things like that, whether it's an all-star game or a draft. These things are great for the community and for businesses. So I love when events like this happen. I obviously don't live downtown, so it's not affecting my drive from work and things like that. So I understand that the inconvenience, but overall, this is a great thing for the city and for the area.
All right. I know we have, Gator, some gamers that listen to the show on a regular basis. And the return of NCAA football is something that people are very excited about. There is a clever beat writer that covers a college football program, and he submitted a public records request, freedom of information request, to the football program that he covers to find out what the school submitted to EA Sports for the upcoming college football video game. Because the schools, to personalize it, they have interaction with EA Sports. Now, it just so happens the guy covers Wyoming, okay? But I thought...
Go Cowboys.
Yeah. I thought we'd share some of what they are sharing. So the gamer can get a sense for what Michigan State, Eastern Central Western, like all these schools, if Wyoming's doing it, you know everybody else is doing it in terms of what to submit to the video game to add to the authenticity. So good work, Alex... _M_Taylor22, who is the NSMA Wyoming Sports Writer of the Year for this kind of clever report.
All right.
Wyoming submitted the Steamboat Bucking Horse statue along with the tradition of all players touching it before walking out at War Memorial Stadium. Wyoming submitted Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Fight Wyoming Fight, and In Heaven There Is No Beer for consideration for in-game music. For rivalry games, the bronze boot, the Pinolio trophy, and the Bridger rifle. for games against a border. They got a border war one, a Hawaii one, and a Utah State one. They submitted headshots of all the players that opt into the game, as one would expect. They also requested photos of the Wyoming campus, stadium, cheerleaders, equipment, uniforms, locker rooms, mascot imagery, as well as historic photos of past and present players like Josh Allen and Logan Wilson. None of this guarantees that we'll be in the game, but there are a few things that Wyoming has submitted to EA Sports. So,
great question.
It is kind of cool if you start thinking about the things that will be integrated into the EA Sports version of the college football game for the local teams too.
Sure. And then you start to think, what would you want incorporated with Michigan State, Michigan,
the Zeke directional the Wonderdog.
Well, 100%. I mean, actually was thinking that. I mean, let's get Zeke the Wonderdog. Part of, you know, it's a quick little look at halftime, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think you get the rivalry game with Michigan and Michigan State just to see, you could have like images of the fans, you know, tailgating together, because everybody's, you start off friends because you get friends on both sides. The Paul Bunyan trophy, you got the Sparty statue, you've got the, you know, the players coming out of the Michigan tunnel with, you know, tapping the flag and the whole bit, the banner or whatever.
Mr. Brightside, all of the stuff.
The was it the Slippery Rock?
Announcing the Slippery Rock scores.
You know, there's all that. The march of Michigan State players getting into the building.
Eastern Michigan running through the fake brick wall, the cinder block wall that they break down.
The traffic nightmares.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people still here at the stadium an hour and a half after the game. I don't know what. Oh, it appears to be some traffic on 96 headed eastbound.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. So the authenticity of the game, if that's any indicator.
Ooh. The big ice cream sandwich you get at Spartan Stadium.
Is it melting moments
yeah,
still?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Oh, such a good sandwich. Yeah.
Just some examples.
Somebody's selling Mr. Spots.
That's right.
There could be a lot. There's so, dude, much, there's I so feel much good
like,
stuff.
I feel like you want the part of you want to be in on this project.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't shy away from it.
Anyway, it should be cool. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We got a Martin in Livonia. You're next here on 97.1. Hi, Martin.
Boys, how you guys doing?
Hey, Martin.
All right.
Two things. One, the uniforms are sick. I already ordered my black and teal with my last name on it jersey. Wow. Sick. Like, I'm really, we look like some badasses. And I'm going to go on a limb here and say, our black and teal uniform is going to be a top five seller in the NFL. That's how badass I think these jerseys are.
Well, you know what? We kind of buried one of the leads of yesterday, was, and Gator mentioned it already, and I want to talk about it more, but six or seven primetime games. I mean, we're talking Monday night games, Sunday night games, Thursday games, Saturday games, Tuesday games, because they're all over. We might get Christmas Day. I mean, we could be really heavily featured. And
it is
flexed games,
and it's because suddenly the Detroit Lions are a product that people want to watch.
It's great to be a Lions fan.
That
but
is.
Number two, I'm kind of disappointed with you guys. Okay, wow. I thought you guys had some pull. You know, all I've been thinking about is the NFL draft and hearing Chaldean Martin and Albanian Martin calling the sixth or seventh round pick for us for the radio station for the city of Detroit. I thought you guys were going to come through and pull some strings to see us boys up there calling the Lions pick and yelling out King of the North on stage and hyping up our crowd. Thought you guys had that pull.
No, it's a very valid point, and we have failed you.
Yes. I mean, I just would have been sick going up there, just our energy, pumping up our crowd.
The Martins.
Throwing some shade on Chicago. Some shade on the Vikings.
The Martins making a draft pick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It would have been probably the ultimate card we could pull. Yeah,
your whole radio station would have been all over that on Monday morning. Literally, the boys up there just throwing shade on Chicago, Minnesota, the cheeseheads, and yelling out, King of the North! The whole crowd would have been pumped, but it didn't happen.
No, we blew it. We blew it.
Are you going?
I don't know yet. My son wants to go. I said I might take him, but I'm like kind of disappointed because I'm not going to be on stage getting my attention that I deserve.
Yes. Says everybody everywhere is, why don't you guys have the Martins?
Where's Martin?
Actually, the Martins are pretty.
And where's Martin? That's what they're saying.
Yep.
It's his fault for thinking this show has any pull whatsoever. Seriously, come dude. Come on now. Come on now.
Do we not know which show on the station gets the pull?
Come on. Seriously.
You're calling the wrong time slot, my man.
Yeah. Let Caputo know. This guy's been calling his shows for a long time, okay? Kind of deserve their spot in the moment, all right? Thought maybe be a little nice touch. Bring the two Martins up on stage where they're going to make the picks and get the crowd all riled up and stuff. And they don't like Chicago. They don't like Minnesota. Cheeseheads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.